Hi, you're listening to a message from Forward Church. We hope this message will inspire and empower you to move forward.
That we can ask or think according to the power that works in us. To God be the glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. Let me read verse 20 again. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly. Everyone say exceedingly. Exceedingly. Shout it all together. Exceedingly. Exceedingly. Say abundantly. Abundantly. Say above. Above. All that we ask or think. According to the power that works in us. You know, the amazing thing about our God is that in another translation, they add a couple of words. Our God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above, beyond all we can ask or think. And another translation says, or imagine. That is the kind of God that we serve. And then he goes on and he says this, according to the power that is at work, where? In us. In other words, God's power is working in us. I need you to touch someone, touch three people and say, you've got the power. We used to sing those kinds of songs, but not in church. We used to sing those songs in different places. Only the old people know exactly what I'm talking about. All the young people are like, what are you talking about? It's all good. I'm a dad. I'm used to saying stuff that nobody understands anymore. But the Lord is saying that he exceeds every limitation. He exceeds our expectation. The word exceed means to be greater in number or size, to go beyond what is allowed or stipulated, to be better than or surpass. The word abundant means large quantity, plentiful, copious, ample, rich, lavish, liberal, generous, bountiful, large, huge. Come on, I'm going to keep going until you get excited. Great, bumper, overflowing, inexhaustible, opulent, prolific, teeming, in plenty, numerous. And then above, on top, aloft, a higher place, up. Your God is an exceedingly abundantly above and beyond God. And that's the kind of God you serve. And there are three points I want to give you this morning when it comes to living a life in 2020 without limits. I need somebody to shout, no limits. No limits. Touch someone behind you and say, no limits. No limits. Touch someone who's looking good and say, no limits. Oh, how beautiful. My wife put her hands on her head. Yes, you are beautiful. Wonderful. You serve a God that has no limits. So the first point I want to give you this morning is that God always exceeds. He exceeds. He doesn't just meet your expectation. He's a God who always exceeds your expectation. The Lord is not just a God who forgives a sin. The Lord is the Lord who forgives all of your sin, past, present, future. God doesn't just love you when you're good. God loves you when you're not good. God's not only the hope of heaven today. God is preparing heaven for you for all eternity. You serve a God that exceeds. Someone say exceeds. A few years ago, I was watching TV late at night, and it's never a good idea to watch TV late at night because late at night they have these, these ads. They're called infomercials. They pretend to be like interviews. They pretend to be kind of information, but really they're adverts. They're trying to sell you something. Well, I was having a moment, and I was watching TV late at night, and there was this infomercial on, and this infomercial came on about this machine. And here's what it said about this machine. And they were promoting it. They said, does your stomach look like this? And then what they did was on the screen, it just magically shrunk. And they said, do you want your stomach to look like that? I went. And then they said, all you have to do is spend 3 minutes a day and buy this machine called an ab circle. Well, I was there. And I'm like, I can do that. And when they're on it, the machine, they're like, every single one of them, they've got smiles on their faces. And they're like, it's so much fun. And it's like this machine that kind of twists your body up and down like a wheel. And, it's so much fun. It's so easy, you know. Buy now, pay in 50 years, you know. You don't worry about details like that because I'm enthralled. And I'm like, yes, I'm like that. Yes, I can be that. And then, you notice that all the models on those machines, they all already have a six pack. And I get the feeling they didn't get their six pack from that machine. But it doesn't matter. It's like, listen, you can do this. And, your stomach will turn from a keg into a six pack. I mean, it's going to be amazing. It's just going to change. And I'm like, I got to have it. So Tini was asleep. And I ordered it without her even knowing. I ordered it. She'll find out later, but don't worry. You know, it's going to change my life. So anyway, about 3 weeks later, this big box turns up at our house. And it comes to the house. And then Tini arrives home first before me. And she calls me up. She says, Daniel, what did you order now? I said, darling, only 3 minutes a day. This thing is going to change our lives. She says, I hope so. That's what you said about the last ad machine play thing you bought. Anyway, so then I get home. I can't wait. I pull it out of the box. I go and get changed into my, my gym gear, my shorts, my t-shirts. I'm envisioning that I'm going to be like that guy on the TV. So I get onto this machine and I put my, you got to put your like knees in it and you got to hold on to the top. And then what you have to do is swing your body like up here and then swing around and go up here. And when you see it on the TV, it's so simple. It's so easy. And then I get on the machine and I try to go up. Well, I went about that far. I try to go the other way. I went about that way. But then I'm trying to remember what they look like. They were all smiling. Okay, I've got to smile. And then I kept trying to get this thing all the way up. And I'm trying to like angle this thing to go all the way up. And then finally, after about 2 minutes, I realized something. I was not going to get a six pack on this machine. They had sold me on the fact that my life would change. It's easy, they said. It'll be fun, they said. Your fat will disappear overnight, they said. And I learned something valuable that night. I discovered that there are people who are selling things that do not meet your expectations. There are people all the time who are presenting something that does not live up to what it says. It does not do what they said it would do. But I want you to know something today, that you serve a God who will always exceed your expectations. Every single one of them. No matter what it is, God is going to give you more than what you expect because He's an exceedingly, abundantly, above and beyond all you can ask, think, or imagine. If you believe that, give God a 5-second praise clap. Come on. God didn't just make a single drop of water. He made oceans of water. God didn't just create one star. He created galaxies. He didn't just make one single kind of bird. He made thousands of birds. Hey, God didn't just make the sun. He made sunsets and sunrises. Your God is a God who exceeds all expectations. I want you to know in 2020, there's no boundaries to His blessing. There's no fences around His faithfulness. There's no separation from salvation. There's no guard against His grace. There's no container big enough to hold His compassion. And there's no restriction to experiencing the righteousness of God. Somebody shout no limits today. Shout no limits. Number two. The second thing, when it comes to living a life of no limits in 2020, number two, we must understand that God's power is in us. God's power is in every single one of us. Every person who's ever prayed a prayer, who's asked Jesus to come into your heart and into your life, no matter whether you did that yesterday or maybe even you haven't done it yet, but at the end of the service, I'm going to give you an opportunity to. But every single person who's received the Lord as his own, as their own, has the power of God living inside of them. You've got the power. He says, I'm an exceedingly abundantly, above and beyond God, according to the power that works in you. In other words, there's no limitation to God's power. Is there a limitation to you stepping out in your power? God's power is in me. Touch someone next to you and say, it's in you. It's in you. It's It's in you. That word power is literally translated explosion. There is explosive power on the inside of you. It's a dynamite power. It's awesome ability. There's a tremendous power given and at work within us. Somebody say power. You've got the power of God on the inside of you. God's power is not defined by what you think of you. God's power is not defined by whether you think you're worthy or not. God's power is not limited by any of your power. But he puts his power in you according to his goodness and his exceeding abundantly. But he's waiting for you to just switch it on. Come on. A little while ago, I was ironing my shirt. And in my house, I do all the ironing. I iron all the shirts. I iron all the kids' shirts. And, you know, don't be in any way impressed, because that's all I do in the house. I don't do anything else. And the Lord's helping me with that, as well as my wife. And but this one day, I was ironing a shirt. And what I did was, I went to the iron. And I think what happened was I turned it on, and then I walked away to get something. And so by the time I'd come back, someone had actually, without me knowing, they'd unplugged it. So I come to iron my shirt. I'm sure I plugged it in. But have you ever ironed a shirt with creases, and then at the end of it, there's still creases on it? You go, hey, hold on, what's going on over here? You know, I'm sure this you know, this iron should be hot by now. And I'm ironing the creases in the shirt, and the creases aren't coming out. See, I was doing the right thing. I had the right idea. I had the right tools. I had the ironing board. I had the iron. And I had the shirt to iron. I had everything I needed except for one very critical thing. I had the iron, but the iron had no power. And then what happened was, when I plugged it in and I got connected to the power, all of a sudden, this iron began to do what it was destined and designed to do. All of a sudden, this iron began to outwork its intended purpose. All of a sudden, this iron was able to be effective, was able to be useful, because it was plugged in to the power. Well, I want you to know that your life as a believer is exactly the same. Hey, you might look like you've got it together. You might look holier than thou. You might lift your hands. You might even give to the Lord. But I'm telling you, friend, if you don't have the power, you'll never be useful for the master's service, because you're not living according to your purpose. And God is looking in 2020 for a generation who would unplug from the world and plug into God. Unplug from the noise and plug into the still small voice. Come on. Unplug from the temporary and plug into the eternal. Unplug from a me life and plug into a God-oriented life. Unplug from fear and plug into faith. Unplug from the bondages of my past and plug into the purpose of my future. Unplug from busyness and plug into my Father's busyness. Unplug from possession and plug into promise. Unplug from self-consciousness and plug into God consciousness. I wonder if there's anybody ready to get plugged in 2020. Touch someone next to you and say, plug in, plug in. You got to plug in. You got to plug in. How do we plug in? The moment you lift your hands and say, yes, God, is the moment that you've plugged into the power. Lord, not my will, but your will. Lord, it's not about my comfort, Lord God. It's about stepping into my convictions. Lord God, it's not about me living all for me. It's not me saying, God, what can you do for me? It's about me saying, God, what can I do for you? Someone say, plug in. You got to plug into the power. And the third thing in 2020, living a life of no limits, we must understand that God is bigger than your box. Touch someone next to you and say, break the box. Touch five people around you and say, break the box. Come on, break the box. Come on, break the box. Come on, break the box. Turn to someone behind you and say, break the box. Come on, turn to the good-looking neighbor and say, break that box. Come on, we got to break the box. God is bigger than your box. God is bigger than your boundaries. God is bigger than your limitations. God is bigger.
Thanks for listening. If you'd like more information, please visit our website, forwardchurch.com.